There is a spiritual book that has lasted for centuries and continues to guide, direct, and transform the lives of billions of people worldwide. This one book contains powerful mental suggestions, practical living methods, and numerous stories that provide examples of what happens when people follow the teachings or go off on their own. Day 13 is love in the Bible. So what does the Bible have to say about love? There are so many nuggets of love in the Bible, so many treasures, statements that tell us how to think and how to feel and how to be. Of course, there's also a lot of vengeance and murder and danger in the Bible. There's everything. It's a living book. It has so much in it. And yet, when we look deeply, we find so much about love. And if we follow those simple concepts taught about love, life can be so beautiful. So I've chosen some nuggets from the Bible, and I hope you enjoy, and I hope you'll follow them. I'm sure you'll recognize many of them. This is my favorite. Love is, from Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. So here are some of the principles that you're going to find. Listen without interrupting. Remember, one of the keys is mindfulness and paying attention. Listen without interrupting. And here's what the Bible says. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. From Proverbs 18:15. Listen and seek knowledge and understanding. Speak without accusing. From James 1:19. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Be slow to anger, slow to speak, and be swift to really hear what the other person is saying and what they're not saying. Hear it, listen for it. Give without sparing, from Proverbs 21:26. He coveteth greedily all day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The righteous give and give, and they spare not. They just keep giving. They don't worry about, oh, I gave this much, and I'm expecting something back, and I didn't get it back yet. Give from your heart. Give more than you think you should. Just give from your heart. Give whatever you feel is needed and that you can give. Just give because you can. Think of what message that gives to you, that I'm so full inside that I have something to give, but also receive, so that another person can feel full and that they have something to give. Pray without ceasing. This one I really love, and my mentor and teacher, Joel Goldsmith from The Infinite Way, talks about living a life of continual prayer. And his type of prayer is not begging for something. It's not going to God or a higher power to get something. It's praying in a way that you just want to commune with God. You want to share your deepest experience with this higher universal power. And you want to show your appreciation. So here's what is said in Colossians 1:9. For the cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Do not cease to pray. If you're in a situation with a difficult relationship, a defiant child, a parent who's being difficult, an older parent, or just anyone in your life that's causing you grief in some way, pray without ceasing. Pray for that person to have an opening, for them to have the love that they want, for them to see the world with loving eyes. I always say that for any dangerous thing that happens, the person who perpetrates danger and hurts people does not feel loved. When you feel loved and loving, you cannot possibly hurt anybody else. So pray endlessly. Do not cease to pray. Answer without arguing. This is from Proverbs 17:1. Better is a dry morsel and quietness than a house full of sacrifices and strife. If you've lived in a house with a lot of arguing and screaming and strife and tension, you know what that's like. Better is a dry morsel and quietness than a beautiful banquet with a lot of friction and fighting and difficulties. So in your relationship, answer, find answers, speak lovingly without arguing. That arguing comes from defending your position and always wanting to be right. Get off the position. Answer without arguing. Share without pretending. From Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Speaking the truth in love, saying it really as it is without fear. There's nothing to fear. Just say what it is and think of how much you help another person when you truly say what you think and feel, so that they really know that you're not pretending. They really know what you're thinking. And in that moment, they can learn something and they can shift, or maybe you can shift because you've said it exactly as you want to say it. And then they respond to your truth, and then maybe you see it differently. But if you don't say what's true for you, and they don't say what's true for them, how do you get down to what's really happening? How do you know? How do you feel secure and safe and loved? Share without pretending in all circumstances, unless, of course, you're in a business situation where it's not your position to speak up. But if it is your position, speak up without pretending. Enjoy without complaint. Think about how many marriages would be so much happier without the complaining. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Philippians 2:14. I may pronounce some of those incorrectly. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Enjoy what there is to enjoy and don't complain about what you're not enjoying. Do what you can to change it, and when you can't change it, enjoy what there is to enjoy. Appreciate every moment of what there is to enjoy. And if you're having difficulty enjoying the present moment, hold on to your memories. Look back at past moments where you had joy, and that will sustain you. Trust without wavering. Imagine living life trusting rather than distrusting. Trust without wavering. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Corinthians 13:7. People have painful situations thrust upon them, accidents, shootings, awful hurricanes, losing a house, losing family members. There are so many ways that we have to endure, and somehow we have to find a way to trust. Trust in the process of life, trust in the goodness of life, trust in the give and take and the ebb and flow and the ups and downs of life. Trust without wavering. This one is big in relationships. Forgive without punishing. Yes, you might say, I forgive you, but you don't let that person forget it. And I have been certainly guilty of that in my relationships. Yes, I forgive you, but you did this then and you did this before and you did that. It's so easy to have that attitude. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Colossians 3:13. Forgive without punishing. Forgive yourself without punishing. Forgive yourself for whatever you've done. Whatever you've done has so much to do with your upbringing and your mindset about it, how you perceive things, how you're interpreting things. Create a different perspective, and your behavior and actions will be different, and other people will respond differently. So forgive yourself, and the same, forgive others. With a new perspective, a new mindset, they will behave and think differently too. So forgive without punishing. And this one is so important for couples. Promise without forgetting. That is the worst thing when someone promises you they're going to take you on a trip, or they promise you they're going to be there Saturday night, and then they're not. They promise you that they will come home early, or they'll make you a dinner, or they'll do whatever it is that they promise, and then they don't keep their word. They don't keep the promise, and you're still waiting for that promise. And they promise that they will love you forever, and then they find someone else and they're leaving you. Promise without forgetting that promise. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Fulfill your promises. Don't just promise with empty words. Promise and follow through and fulfill your promise. Don't forget. Promise without forgetting. God is love. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And if you think you know God, if you're one of those people going to church or synagogue or a mausoleum, going and praying and praying and praying, and if you are not loving toward the people around you, if when things don't go the way you want, you're unloving and nasty and you're vengeful and you get even and you yell and scream, then you don't know God. God is love. Attempt to be more godlike in your life. Feel your connection to this higher source. Feel what is possible in your life. You don't have to stoop to a lower level just because people around you are. You can hold yourself to a higher level, a higher standard. You be the one. This 30-day love challenge is serious and life-changing. You will see amazing results if you seriously intend to expand your loving and love fearlessly and openly. As we close, remember, start each day focused on love. In every moment, feel the love. End each day realizing love. And every day, repeat the love pledge. Start each day focused on love. In every moment, ask, what would love do now? For me, for now and for my future. Knowing all that I do brings me closer or further from love. End each day realizing the power of love. Review the moments you turned away from love. Review the moments you shared your love freely. And review the moments you felt loved by others. The love pledge. Repeat it silently first, and then out loud, preferably looking in the mirror. Every day, I develop greater awareness and communication, acceptance and forgiveness, compassion and tenderness, love, trust, and respect for myself and for others. Love agenda for today. In your love habits journal, you're going to write about my Bible quotes. Which Bible teachings do you already follow? Share about that. Write about it. Which ones did I not mention? Of course, I only mentioned a few. You pick out some that you love and share them in the Facebook group. List your favorite Bible quotes. And also think about which teachings are you ready to follow? Did you resonate with any that I shared here? And if you did, which one would you follow most readily? Please share your favorite Bible quotes in the Facebook group. And I am so happy that you've come to share these lessons with me. I hope you're really getting something from them, thinking, feeling, and acting in a loving way toward yourself first and toward everyone in your life and your environment. So I look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow.